AmeriCorps to not help women access legal abortions. They're essentially, if somebody comes to them and are asking about, you know, these reproductive health, you know, problems or options, by law, AmeriCorps volunteers have this gag order, and they're supposed to kind of play dumb and not help them if they want to obtain an abortion. So this is by law here in this country. So Sanero Pro-Choice has a petition right now to tell Congress to repeal the gag rule that prevents AmeriCorps volunteers from referring women for abortion care. So definitely check that out. I posted on my Facebook page. NARAL is NARAL, Pro-Choice America, and they're just looking out to protect this, you know, this right to abortion, which is a right for women to choose what to do with their bodies and their lives. And it's been legal since Roe versus Wade, but we've seen that even since then, there's a huge push of, you know, moral high ground that are against abortion. And, you know, it doesn't really matter to me whether or not you believe in abortion, you know, or not, or how you feel about it. I'm sure, you know, there's not always just a black and white. There's a lot of gray area. Of course, when we think about women who, or girls, you know, who are raped and become pregnant, you know, thinking about areas of this country where abortion has been highly limited, maybe all the clinics in your state have been closed, and so maybe you're a 16-year-old trying to get across two states to try to get an abortion, or, you know, stay home and have your the baby that you got impregnated with because you were raped. Maybe it was somebody you know, maybe it was somebody you don't know. Most likely it was somebody you know, statistically speaking. And of course, you know, pregnancy is highly risky. You know, health-wise, a lot of things can happen to the woman. And often it comes down to a choice between the woman's life and the unborn child's life. And, you know, there's a lot of people in this country who say, doesn't matter about the woman. We're pro-life. We want, you know, we want to support this unborn child. But my question is, if you're pro-life, are you willing to let a woman die? Just a question.
Enchanting today with your magic. Tomorrow can't help but to be good. You brought the world back to me when I thought I wanted to drift away. You're my heart taker, taking me to joy, gentling me during a life storm, lifting me between the clouds and the sky, bringing me in view of the sun. The first time your eyes caressed mine, to say it was like magic is to tame the gentle passion and moments shared in the seeing of a glance. You took my hand and opened my heart to the beauty of what I did not see. I tried to understand why and how these things happen, but you explained so much with your laughing eyes to make me not waste my time worrying or wondering, is this meant to be? The first time your eyes caressed mine, the wind sang their songs. The sunshine shivered with joy, warming the life within me. Tender love and sheltered moments, blowing my mind from the beginning. I was drifting through, trying to live a life. Good things happening suddenly. When the days were dark, you brought the sunlight nights, touching me in your being. Tender love and shelter moments. You were fame, you were fortune, you were peace, you were vision. Things I thought I wanted and things I really needed. Blowing my mind from the beginning. Your kiss melted the night. Beauty burned in forever fires. Heartbreak, heart beating wild, flaming love, sparks and stars showering the world. Tomorrow is today, is yesterday. In your kiss, time didn't have a chance. Tender love and sheltered moments.
Sparks of love flying all over the earth. That's what we'd like to see here. That's what I'd like to see. You're listening to Women's Magazine with Global Val. Thanks for listening. Another event that's coming up, I want to make the announcement about San Franciscan event. On Thursday, May 5th, there's going to be a city hall hearing, and it's going to be talking about Supervisor David Campos, who has proposed legislation to create more navigation centers in San Francisco. And the navigation centers are for the homeless. We have a huge homeless crisis right now in San Francisco, and a housing crisis in general. Last count, as of a couple months ago, a report came out that there were 7,000 homeless people in San Francisco, and these big, you know, kind of homeless camps popped up on Division Street and down on Bayshore. It was wild. They were just like streets, just like filled and lined with tents. And of course, the costs of living here in San Francisco is exorbitant. So a lot of these people who are homeless on the streets of San Francisco are former residents of San Francisco with an address who can no longer afford to live in their apartments because there's such a huge rent hike. Well, the culture of greed. Hey, let's just say it out there. So if you are available to go chime in at this meeting, the City Hall hearing, again, it's going to be Thursday, May 5th. It starts at 9:30 a.m. This is going to be the second item on the agenda, and it's at City Hall in room 263. Room 263, Thursday, May 5th, starting at 9:30 a.m. To discuss the solutions, what are some of the solutions to these street encampments? I want you to just imagine that you've been kicked out and yet you still have a job in your town, but you can't afford the rent anymore. But you have your job here, your friends here, your doctors here, your friends nearby or not. Maybe they're far away. And then you're forced to choose between trying to leave town without a job or live in town, maybe in your car if you have one, or join the many, many people who are living on the streets and have limited or no access to bathroom facilities, showers, your mail, correspondence. It's a very serious situation, and a lot of people here in San Francisco are trying to work towards solutions. There's the St. Francis Homelessness Challenge group that was formed by Amy Weiss, and they've been doing a lot. So I just want to let you guys know that you can go out there to the Government Audit and Oversight Committee meeting to hear about and discuss Supervisor Campos's navigation center legislation, which would require the city to build more navigation centers and to address street homelessness. And so it's going to be heard and voted on at that committee meeting. So I'm going to end the show today. It is National Poetry Month, but I like to end the show with poetry anyway. And this is about a homeless man that I have recently had some interactions with. TJ's sign says that he's dying, and I believe him. Over 4 months, he's gotten more gray and gaunt, and today his sign asked for someone to give him a chance, and that Friday might be his last. I find that he's crying, so I give up my green light right of way and stay to say hello. Ask him where he has to go. Golden Gate Park, he says. Are there good people or bad people there these days? Depends on where you go. Ask him if he's got a friend. There's one. I tell him, I don't know what I can do for him, but I promise to keep checking in. Tell him not to stay in the shadow too long. Move into the sun and be warm. I touch his shoulder as I depart, so perhaps he'll feel the healing in his heart. I'm Global Val. Thanks for tuning in to Women's Magazine here on MutinyRadio.fm. Be sure to tune in to Women's Magazine on KPFA 94.1 FM on Mondays from 1 to 2 p.m. And keep being good to each other, all right? And remember, just when your aspirations seem outrageous, like trying to save the planet, that inspiration.
May never sleep again.
And it sounds like you, Alex, may want to check out the number 4altacalifornia.com. That's 4altacalifornia.com for a non-addictive, pharmaceutical-free alternative to smoking medical marijuana. Check them out today at number 4altacalifornia.com.
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a pattern? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer ya. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shit-Face McRat.
Hey, you.
Who, me?
Yeah, you. You look like the kind of person who has a sense of humor.
Is the radio talking to me?
No, I'm on an internet podcast.
I'm talking to an internet podcast?
Don't be silly. It's a one-way form of communication. But I don't want you to miss out on the Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival 2016 from March 2nd through 6th. And you don't have to. You can buy tickets now on universe.com. With 24 national and international visiting comedians and 20 local hosts, you won't want to miss a thing.
What if I can't be at every show?
Don't worry. All shows will be available for free download at MutinyRadio.fm until the internet falls apart.
Oh, podcast God, I can't wait to listen to all these great comedy shows and everything else that's cool at MutinyRadio.fm before the internet falls apart.
You too won't want to miss a bit of the Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival from March 2nd through 6th, 2016. Buy tickets now.
Brought to you by Subliminal SF, PBR, The Eagle SF, Brainwash Cafe, Asiento, and the great people at Alta California Botanicals.
Have you heard of Subliminal SF? Visual and auditory mind control. Graphic design, physical merchandise, live music promotions. Go! www.subliminalsf.com for the most amazing t-shirts you've ever seen. Graphic design for every need. And live music promotion at some of the best bars in San Francisco. That's Subliminal SF, visual and auditory mind control. Go to subliminalsf.com now.
Good evening there, my friends here at MutinyRadio.fm. Chester Cashcock here, and giving you my love and regard as well as movies over there. And I just wanted to let you guys know that any time I go swimming in my vault of rare coins and piles of filthy cash, I can't help but listen to Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. I mean, if anyone who knows anything about comedy knows that Pamtastic's books the best of San Francisco and beyond's underground comics. It's a great showcase, and they have a fun time at Pamtastic's deep in the Mission District, where you can laugh off your tushy for a mere $5 every Friday to 10 p.m. And I laugh because $5, I mean, that's what I use to wipe my tushy with. So to laugh it off for a mere $5 is indubitious. But if you can't make it to Mutiny Radio, well, don't even worry. Don't fret at all. You can simply download the podcast post-show and giggle in the comfort of anywhere, like your Aspen summer home on the mountain ridge with the kayak feeling. Yes. So all you got to do is just go to podcastics.pcrcollective.org/comedyclubhouse, or you can listen live every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. as your host Pam Benjamin brings you the best comedy from San Francisco and beyond the universe. And what's better than the universe? It's a cash cock, honey.
Well, ooh-wee. I never. Oh, once again, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome, one and all. How exciting for me and you and all them listeners out in the cyberspace. We got some good comedy coming up. It's gonna be really great. It's gonna be hilarious. It's gonna be top notch, wonderful goodness. But before that happens, as you know, I have to play some music. I'm thinking some Black Moth Super Rainbow. Black Moth Super Rainbow. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna make it work.
Yeah, it was
premises. Oh, well then. I never.
Thank you. Was an Australian native in San Francisco in 1923. He worked as a sailor.
Justin.
And a longshoreman.
Justin.
He was a native Australian.
Justin.
What?
This is a time for improv, not a time for learning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No learning. All right, I'm going out there.
Yeah, you better get out of here because I'm learning.
No!
Hey, Andrew, I'm learning real hard.
Stop teaching people!
Andrew's coming out of the booth, and no one's learning anything.
No one's learning, no facts, no nothing.
Why
don't
you turn a good song into something bad?
Nobody learns music at all.
No one needs to learn. Welcome to Open Improv, everybody!
Let's go over the rules. We're going to do this quick. We're going to get going.
Wait, first, this is the only class where the assignments are made up, but the grades don't matter.
That's it.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Number one, fuck the rules.
Yeah, rule number two
is don't touch the mic.
It's very annoying.
Rule number three is
fuck the rules.
Rule number four is this is a live studio audience. Everybody is on a microphone here.
So you are on a microphone currently.
Live studio.
Studio. Rule number five.
No one gets paid.
Except for Muni Radio.
I don't like that rule.
Rule number six.
Pick up sticks. Rule number seven.
All dogs go to heaven.
Sure. Rule number eight.
Andrew's not straight.
Also not true. Rule number nine. Feeling fine. Rule number ten. Let's do it again. Rule number one. Fuck the rule. All right, that's good. No, that's good.
People are going to think we wrote that, but it was improv.
Well, yeah.
If we do it every week, now it is written.
Well, no.
At one time, it was improv.
I am mostly illiterate, and therefore cannot read or write, and so therefore...
Does this mic work?
Yes, it does.
I'll move it out.
Yeah, stick that out the window, bro. Stick it out the window. Yeah, it's on.
Sweet.
Hey, sweet, and it's like right next to the piano, too, so, you know, that's the thing. That's a thing.
Right next to the book of lore relating to...
Stop it! Stop it!
I can't stop it. I'm sorry. I don't know what
happened. Stop learning.
It's all around me.
Justin, to counteract these facts you've been telling everybody, I need some non-facts. Give me some non-facts.
Jesus was
from Mars. Oh.
Our legs are a vegetable.
Ah!
A crater is when a tree grows.
What?
I said a crater is when a tree grows.
See, that sounds like a fact to me.
No, all the bachelors are married women.
Ah.
We got Chicano president. 9/11 wasn't indoor, but it seemed like an outdoor job.
North is the direction of green.
I love it. Love it. Great. Oh, shit.
Oh, that one worked? That one worked? This is goddamn bullshit. The bit was that everything I was doing was wrong, you son of a bitch. All right.
So what are we doing first, Justin?
He's answering Sweet Gail's call. Let's do, we did 185 last week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do Back in My Day.
All right. Here's how it works. It's a group game. Stand up, sit down, don't give a fuck. If you're not near a microphone, you might not be heard. If you're just, you might be heard. We'll see when we listen to this later.
All right, suggestion. Back in my day, we didn't have...
Blank. Joke. Got it? Good.
Gravy. Gravy. Let's do gravy.
Gravy?
Gravy.
Gravy.
Back in my day, we didn't have gravy. If you wanted something thick and gross, you'd talk to your math teacher.
Back in my day, we didn't have gravy. There wasn't a cool way to say it's all good.
Back in my day, we didn't have gravy. And if you had chicken stock, well, then you were in trouble because the market's down.
Back in my day, we didn't have gravy. And the only thing that surrounded potatoes was hardship.
gravy.
Back in my day, we didn't have gravy. The only thing that got gross when it sat in a boat was pirates.
Back in my day, we didn't have gravy, and the only stuffing we had was in that bear on the wall, damn it.
Stuffing. What
gravy.
A stuffing joke.
I don't know. Gravy.
Mrs. Stover was your math teacher?
Yeah. Stover's was. God damn it.
New thing.
Good
new
thing. Good thing. Yeah.
Back in my day, we didn't have
Foxes.
Back in my day, we didn't have boxes. The only thing we put people in was the cell.
Nope.
Back in my day, we didn't have boxes, and the only thing you had to check was your white privilege.
Back in my day, we didn't have boxes. We buried people in pyramids.
Jesus.
Hashtag history. Back in my day, we didn't have boxes, and trains were just made out of Tupperware cars.
Back in my day, we didn't have boxes, and the only cubes we had were game cubes.
Back in my day, we didn't have boxes, and if you wanted to move, you better get some oxen in a cart.
Back in my day, we didn't have boxes, and breakdancing got your clothes dirty.
Back in my day, we didn't have boxes. If you wanted to punch someone for a belt, you got real drunk at a Macy's.
He's a good
one,
too.
Back in my day, we didn't have boxes, and crate was how Uncle Billy thought his life was going.
Back in my day, we didn't have boxes, and there were Meeseeks everywhere.
Back in my day, we didn't have cardboard boxes, and we had a rainforest, too.
Back in my day, we didn't have boxes. If you wanted a lot of wine for cheap, you just listened to your girlfriend.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. New thing.
All right, last subject. Back in my day, we didn't have...
Movie theaters.
Movie theaters.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and if you wanted to throw popcorn at strangers, you had to go to a baseball game in Japan. Learning with Justin.
Learning with Justin.
Facts all day. Bet you didn't know Japanese people eat popcorn at baseball games.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and if you wanted to get a hand job as a tween, you better love plays.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters. If you wanted to see something in 3D, you went outside. Use your eyeballs.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and the only place my dad had to worry about getting shot up at was the methadone clinic.
Not implying that my dad is afraid of being shot or a heroin addict.
I like all your disclaimers after your jokes.
You didn't know where I'm at.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters. And if you wanted an icy, you went to the 7-Eleven and got a Slurpee, because they're better.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters. And the only thing coming near you was a scary homeless guy.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters. And IMAX was a program you used to hack your iPhone.
Yay!
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and a century was a really fucking long time.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and the only digital projection in our lives was killing people in video games.
Ooh, yeah. Nope. real dark.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and the only summer blockbuster was A Prisoner, who got arrested in the summer.
That's all I got.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and if somebody took your stub, well, then they better give you a biggie.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and a chick flick was my technique on how to arouse a woman.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and the only thing that was rated R was pirates.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters. When we built a theater, it stayed in place.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and you could buy a bunch of crunch at the store.
Reginald, it's one of them movie theaters. Who put this one on wheels?
Are
you going to
see Howl's Moving Castle?
This is a very
It's not moving at all, bro.
Howl's Moving Castle in a moving theater.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and if you wanted to see excessive violence, you just existed in the 1930s.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and science fiction was just gravity.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and Star Wars was when we decided there was the battle between heliocentricity and
back in my day we didn't have movie theaters, and if you saw a sneak preview, that means you were a peeping Tom.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and Indiana Jones was your old prospector uncle.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and the only trailers we saw were filled with hillbillies.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and the only thing that was 70 millimeters was my dick.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and if you made out in a drive-thru, they wouldn't give you your chicken nuggets.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and the only thing that was black and white was our restrooms.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters. And the only real thing used were the end of a fishing pole.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters. And the Ice Age was something we lived through.
Back in my day we didn't have movie theaters, and an IMAX were just what old people called Apple computers. How do I get on the Google?
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters. The concessions and the walking raisinets just meandered around.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters. And if there was a dark public space with a sticky floor, you get out of there. It's a gross place.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and if you were surrounded by red vines, that meant you were in the dangerous part of the jungle. It's poisonous.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and the Titanic was an actual ship.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and if you had a bootleg, it meant you could afford boots.
Hashtag history. Learning with Justin, you're learning with Justin. I bet you didn't think you'd learn anything with Justin. These are all facts.
Yes, I'm going to have to work so hard to make sure that no one learned anything.
Everybody's going to have to get real high.
Oh, man.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and if the floor was sticky, it means your mom was hungover.
No. Go back into that one.
Bring it back. Go back into that one. Open that portal back up.
I'm gonna get my free.
She dead?
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters. And if you wanted a kick in the seat, you talked back to your father.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters. And if somebody was throwing M&Ms at your head, it's because they were trying to point out the sniper silently. Look out! Get down!
Sorry.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and an usher was a popular R&B singer.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters. The only thing you snuck into because you were too young was a prostitute.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and Popcorn had yet to have his son Corn with a K.
Back in my day, we didn't have movie theaters, and a Blockbuster was a weapon developed by the United States government.
This has gone on forever. Yeah, since we just walked away, we're done.
You read it?
Did I?
I got a burrito.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit. Hey. You want to learn a fun fact, guys?
No learning.
Wow, you got him good.
Yeah.
You got him fucking.
See? I know.
Peace out.
We'll talk.
Yeah.
Characters.
I miss your face.
Vote DJ Action President.
DJ Action President.
Action. DJ Action President.
DJ Action President.com.
Finally thought of a sketch I could do a film for him.
Yay.
Vote or I'll die.
Vote or cry, motherfucker.
Just vote or I will die. I'm locked in this room.
With Pop Daddy.
They will not let me out. Please vote or I will die.
And if you do not vote within the next 5 minutes, we will send you his fingers.
What now? Let's do. What now? You want to do LA Freeze?
No, that's almost too accurate to what actually the phrase is, and I don't want these people learning.
Alright, good job.
Okay. The way this one works, you'll fucking figure it out. Fucking deal with it.
Space Pepsi Crystal.
Andrew, give me the Space Crystal Pepsi.
Never!
Pepsi Crystal.
Never! I will never give you this crystal made of pure Pepsi.
But Andrew, if you don't give me the crystal, then I won't be able to save the planet.
I have enveloped its power. I shall be the Pepsi Lord.
No, Andrew, you're turning into Crystal Pepsi. Pepsi Crystal. I'm sorry, I have a disease where I flip things backwards.
Am I crystal or am I liquid?
No, you're a crystal colored liquid. Freeze.
Are you sure this jetpack's gonna work, Doctor?
Oh man, totally sure.
I don't know.
I filled it with ammonium supertrate and some green stuff.
Are you sure it's gonna be safe, Doc? Because I don't got health insurance.
No, it's gonna be totally safe. Just back up really quick.
All right.
No, this blast wall is gonna pop up here.
Please.
Let's see murdered your mother in the bathroom. Nope.
Billy boop, Billy boop.
Okay, let me just repeat the question. Maybe you were confused. Name an animal you might find in the forest.
Billy boop, Billy boop.
Craig. Yeah.
The corpse of a child.
Freeze. Okay, that's all I'm working with. I didn't see your face.
Oh, it was there.
Okay. Listen, kid, if you want to be a sign waiver, you're going to have to be happier than that, all right?
I don't physically know how.
Smiles sell houses. Say it with me. Smiles sell houses. Faster. Smiles sell houses. Faster. $17.
Sweet.
Meh meh.
Freeze.
That's on track.
Well.
That was a diesel.
There's no fucking point in climbing Everest if we're not gonna ski down it. I'll go after you, go. I mean, you've been.
I kind of assumed you would go first.
Me? Are you on a rock, paper, scissors for it?
Absolutely.
As is the mountain climber's code.
We never would have gotten here without that code.
That code is what kept us alive!
Kept us alive that time we ran out of supplies.
Yes, at the time when we had to eat the Sherpa, because he lost rock, paper, scissors. That's
freeze.
Well, why do you get two detonators? Why I've got one detonator.
Well, I get two detonators because only one of my thumbs works and I can never remember which one.
Oh, so it really is just one detonator split into two pieces.
We're gonna rob this geriatric community credit union. And I don't want to forget about it this time.
No, me either. In fact, I'm feeling fairly confident that I'm going to get through this without soiled drawers.
Ethel, I believe in you. There's my ski mask on, right?
You ready? What's fun is going to be?
I'm just going to see what happens with the boat. It's redundant, Ethel.
Whoa,
it's redundant.
Oh, here we go.
Freeze.
And here is another trophy for most improved.
Yes.
And here's another trophy for best hair.
What?
And here's another trophy for Mr. Congeniality.
I love you, Dad.
And here's another trophy for being just a great son. And here's another trophy for not disappointing me as much as I thought you were going to.
Here's a trophy for being an accident that ruined my body.
Here's a trophy for being able to take your mother's physical and emotional abuse.
Here's a trophy for I wish your brother hadn't died.
Here's another trophy for not letting your emotional scars ruin your life.
I'm starting to get buried under the trophies here.
You will take the trophy! You are a winner!
Thanks, Dad. Where's the trophy for dealing with this process?
Actually, that goes to your mother.
Thank you.
You're so very welcome, honey. Freeze.
Mr. Clarence, why is that man doing that?
He's making my lunchtime cocktail. My personal bartender. It was in my rider. If I'm going to be teaching AP storytelling, I'm going to have to be drunk.
Okay.
Any more dumb questions?
No, I'm ready for the lecture.
All right. It'll be ready as soon as she's done flair bartending, as was in my rider.
Can I listen to my iPod?
No! I'm sorry. Yes. What am I? Yes, you know how I like it, Timothy. Timothy Jeffery.
Freeze! That's the whole thing.
I know.
All right, guys, help me out with this, okay? I'm doing this audition for Kylo Ren, and I just want to make sure I have the right voice, okay? All right, guys, feeling it? Okay. Don't give me that look!
I'm gonna be honest, I don't know who Kylo Ren is.
Is that that guy who beat up Cindy?
No. Okay, so you know, alright. Okay, so he's a guy that's kind of like, he wants to be like his grandfather.
No, I get it. It's
Benjamin Button.
Kylo Ren and Stimpy.
No, that's not. What's the Kylo part?
Okay. Well, I mean, he kind of took it from a band, kind of like Rilo, Kylie, and then he's like, I'll just shorten it to Kylo Ren. It's kind of cool. Okay. But anyways, he's very emotive, okay? But he has a deep voice, so I'm just trying to get it right.
Freeze. You're not really selling us on this dishwasher, Eric.
Well, it dices, it transforms, you know, it can also do your taxes, and sometimes it,
looks like a cup!
Mm-hmm.
Okay, alright guys, I'll level with you, okay? Alright, it's a prototype. What you need to do is you need to hook it up into your phone, and then we'll
do it. Until the internet falls apart.
Oh,
podcast, God. I can't wait to listen to all these great comedy shows and everything else that's cool at communityradio.fm before the internet falls apart.
You too won't want to miss a bit of the Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival from March 2nd through 6th, 2016. Buy tickets now.
Brought to you by Subliminal SF, PBR, The Eagle SF, Brainwash Cafe, Asiento, and the great people at Alta California Botanicals. Have you heard of Subliminal SF? Visual and auditory mind control. Graphic design, physical merchandise, live music promotions. Go! www.subliminalsf.com for the most amazing t-shirts you've ever seen. Graphic design for every need. And live music promotion at some of the best bars in San Francisco. That's Subliminal SF, visual and auditory mind control. Go to subliminalsf.com now.
Good evening there, my friends here at MutinyRadio.fm. Chester Cashcock here, and giving you my love and regard as well as movies over there. And I just wanted to let you guys know that anytime I go swimming in my vault of rare coins and piles of filthy cash, I can't help but listen to Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. I mean, if anyone who knows anything about comedy knows that Pamtastic is the best of San Francisco and beyond's underground comics. It's a great showcase, and they have a fun time at Pamtastic's deep in the Mission District, where you can laugh off your tushy for a mere $5 every Friday to 10 p.m. And I laugh because $5, I mean, that's what I use to wipe my tushy with. So to laugh it off for a mere $5 is indubitious. But if you can't make it to Mutiny Radio, well, don't even worry. Don't fret at all. You can simply download the podcast post-show and giggle in the comfort of anywhere, like your Aspen summer home on the mountain ridge with the kayak feeling. So then all you got to do is just go to podcastics.pcrcollective.org/comedyclubhouse, or you can listen live every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. as your host Pam Benjamin brings you the best comedy from San Francisco and beyond the universe. And what's better than the universe? It's a cash cock, honey. Yeah.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be, like, in front of an audience? Like, other than, like, squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shit. From time to time, I've given it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes?
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dag nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutiny Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutiny Radius. Yahoo!
499.
The dictionary definition of the adjective eclectic is selecting or choosing from various sources. When Bay Area musician J.D. Buell brings you Morning Train Wednesday, 10 a.m. to noon on Mutiny Radio, that is exactly what he does. Select music from various sources to give you a unique listening experience. Rock, pop, jazz, bluegrass, gospel, funk, reggae, folk, blues, country and western, electronica, soul, disco, rhythm and blues, punk and post-punk come together with music from around the world, with Buell's passionate and down-to-earth delivery. In an age of personal music delivery systems, J.D. Buell carries on the values of progressive FM radio, when a listener could actually have a relationship with a programmer, someone who would create an eclectic musical environment wherein both listener and host find fulfillment. The Morning Train with J.D. Buell, Wednesday, 10 to noon on MutinyRadio.fm. Freeform radio for free minds.
Did you know that compact fluorescent light bulbs use 60% less energy than regular light bulbs? And that each one saves about 300 pounds of carbon dioxide a year? If all Americans switched to CFLs, we would save more than 90 billion pounds of carbon dioxide. This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Muni Radio in San Francisco.
People from all over the Bay Area come to the Lindsay Wildlife Museum to experience close encounters with live wild animals.